Have you ever heard of a woman that beat a man playing singles and when they were following the rules in tennis designed for men?
How is that possible? Women never beat men, at least in my experiences.
Well, your opinion will certainly change after listening to me talking about this woman that became one of the most inspirational people in the world. Welcome to Forever Ago History, created by WAB 6th grade students, bringing you episode 1 of the Forever Ago tennis series. In this episode, we will be talking about how women make likely heroes, in other words, proving how Alex is wrong about her opinion.
Fine, whatever.
So Alex, did you know that sometimes even though you could be singled out and unpopular as a child, when you grow up, you can still be heroes?
Well, if men, yes. But I've never heard of any woman that was successful after being singled out.
That is wrong. They might be overlooked, but they could still become famous heroes.
Yeah, sure. You can clearly see that she doesn't even have superpowers. It's not possible for women to be heroes without that.
Okay, fine. Can I please just get to more information?
I mean, I would rather just stay here and change your mind, but sure then.
You see, Billy tried very hard to fight that women should be treated equally as men, even if women are not physically stronger.
Yes, I agree 100% with your opinion that women are not physically stronger.
But like, wait, what? Okay, there's something wrong with that sentence, I guess? But let's just move on. Billy played a match against Bobby Riggs, who was a former ranked NO1 male tennis player. He believed that having the same prize money for both women and men would not be fair. So Billy wanted to prove him wrong, and she beat him by playing a match and won 6-4, 6-4, and 6-3.
Women don't have superpowers. Is that why Bobby thinks that? Is that what you talked about in the beginning?
Yes, that is what I talked about to get you interested. And no, Bobby doesn't believe in superpowers. Billie Jean King has also won and retired with 39 Grand Slam titles.
Oh wow, that's revolutionary for a woman, but why would she want to win 39 Grand Slams anyway?
She wants to prove wrong people like you, Alex, who think that women don't have the ability to win.
But that still doesn't prove that I'm wrong in my opinion, though. After all, it's my opinion.
Well, your opinion's not helpful for this episode, you know.
Okay, let's listen to my opinion again. I don't think-
Okay, we don't want your opinion right now, so just keep it to yourself and listen. Anyways, Billy didn't even need any confidence and determination as she believed that tennis was something that she hated. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. It's the exact opposite, by the way. Oh, okay, now Alex, can you please speak now?
I thought you wanted me to keep my opinions to myself.
Okay, fine, then whatever. Billy also proved that even though you grew up poor, okay, fine, Alex, please start talking, can you?
Yeah, sure. Billy sure did prove that statement to be true. She said a quote, "The main thing is to care. Care very hard, even if just a game you're playing."
You did some research while you weren't talking.
How would you expect me to read an entire website when you only spoke for 10 seconds without me?
Oops. Because Billy was a very poor child growing up, she even got excluded from the team group picture.
Really? Did Billy's coach want to prove that she couldn't play tennis?
In fact, you're correct. Billy's coach focused on her disadvantages instead of letting her talents.
That's kind of what you did to me, you know? Not letting me speak. I have a whole lot of facts stored in my brain.
Okay, fine. But did you notice that you were talking about your own opinions instead of facts when I was tired of you? Oh well, if you really were trying to ruin things, I'm thankful I didn't make you talk.
But let's admit truthfully, this really did change my mind.
Yay, glad it did.
Remember that Billie Jean King has told us quietly that if you set a goal, you will achieve it and carry the legacy on. Keep in mind that both genders should be treated equally. Don't wait for another person to do something significant. You are and will be the next person to do something about other problems as well. Special thanks to my co-host Alex and of course Billy for the inspiration of this episode, or should I even say series. Thanks for joining us today and we'll see you in the next episode. Ugh, school is the worst. I wish I could just stay home all day and just play video games.
Sometimes I don't like school either, but did you know that some kids can't go to school even if they want to? Going to school is a privilege, and sometimes we take it for granted.
Wow, I didn't know that. I guess we should be grateful that we had to get to have an education.
Welcome to Debate Club Podcasts. On today's episode, we will be discussing Malala Yousafzai. As you know, March is International Women's Month, so all month long, we will be talking about different women that have changed the world. Malala Yousafzai is a Pakistani activist for girls' education. In this episode, we will be talking about the way she showed that women can make likely heroes, as well as her accomplishments and achievements.
Alex, I know Malala did some cool stuff, but I don't exactly see how she fits our theme that women make likely heroes. In fact, I don't get the statement itself.
Actually, Claire, there are quite a few reasons Malala shows this and how women can make likely heroes. First reason is that even though it was dangerous, Malala continued to speak up for girls' right to education.
Why did she speak up for girls' education? Does she have any personal connection to this?
Well, when the Taliban took over the Swat Valley, they banned girls like her from attending school. Anyone who defied their orders was punished severely, which is why it was dangerous for Malala to speak up.
How does that prove that women can be likely heroes?
Malala was very courageous to keep going and she never gave up. When the Taliban oppressed women, she continued speaking out. This shows that women can be brave and determined.
I guess that makes sense, but it's not enough to convince me. Tell me more.
Very well. Another reason is that she spoke up for girls' education.
How did she speak up for it? Did she make speeches, organizes, protests, etc.?
She first started speaking out when she wrote an anonymous blog post for BBC about her life during the Taliban occupation. After that, she gave her first speech, which was called "How Dare the Taliban Take Away My Basic Right of Education."
When did she win the Nobel Prize?
The Taliban considered Malala a target when she stood up to them. One day when she was on the school bus home, a man with a gun boarded her bus and shot her in the head. She was transported to a hospital in the UK. She continued her activism there and founded the Malala Fund, which helps educate girls around the world. In 2014, she was awarded the Nobel Prize.
I didn't know that she had to overcome so many hardships, but how does all this connect to women making good heroes? The way I see it, while Malala was a real hero, none of what she did really proved anything.
That is a valid point. However, By speaking up for girls' education, and through her hard work and determination, she showed that women can do anything.
Well, Alex, I believe you. Now, we will provide a little more information about Malala Yousafzai.
Malala was born in 1997 to Zitawan and Torpekai Yousafzai. Her father, Zitawan, was a school teacher. Anyway, Malala loved going to school, but when the Taliban took over the Swat Valley where she lived when she was 11, they ordered that all girls' schools were declared.
And that was when she started doing the blog post for BBC, right?
Right. Right. Okay, and now for my final reason why Malala shows that women can be likely heroes, which is that she had supportive parents that encouraged her.
You already mentioned that her father ran a girls' school. Was her father supportive?
Yes. In Pakistan, the birth of a baby girl was not usually something to celebrate, but her father made sure she had all the same opportunities a boy would.
I know it was quite dangerous for Malala to speak publicly. Did her parents support her in that?
Yes, they did. In fact, her father, Zitawan, was the one that suggested she do the blog post.
So it sounds like Malala's support from my parents really helped her.
Agreed. In fact, they put her on the path to becoming the activist she is today. And having feminist parents may have inspired her to stand up for girls' education.
Definitely.
Malala Yousafzai truly proved that women can be likely heroes. This educational activist has inspired people around the world through fighting for girls' right to go to school and taking risks for what she thought was right.
One last thing, our interesting fact of the day. Here it is. Malala was named after a famous Afghani poet named Malala of Maiwand, who helped the soldiers win the Battle of Maiwand.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time on Debate Club Podcast.